Another episode of Hot Comics. I'm Lysandra Vasquez.
And I'm Brandi Younger.
And today we have the one and only Shaunik Adkindi.
You're so welcome.
If you are into people that sit super comfortably no matter where they are, then you are going to enjoy watching this episode. So please tune in to a place where you can behold the greatness that is the energetic Shaunik Adkindi, who is here from... he lives in Atlanta. He's an Atlanta-based comedian, but he... Oh, look, Rose is here. Our executive producer has finally made an appearance. But we are... he's from India. He moved to Chicago when he was 7 years old. So he has a really unique perspective on life, and you're going to love him as much as we do.
Yeah, and he's been living in Atlanta for... basically moved here when... I think he was in ninth grade, but he is touring all over, so check him out. And I don't know how his back doesn't hurt. He sat like that for 45 minutes. Yeah, so definitely watch it.
Just like take a peek. Yeah. All right, bye.
Enjoy.
Are we rolling?
Yeah, we're rolling. Oh my God.
He said bring the energy. Yeah, we're I'm going to do so literally.
I did say that.
And we're going to blow out the speakers. Oh, hi, Shaunik.
Hi.
What's up, everyone?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for being here, definitely for the first time.
This is the first time here.
First time.
And he's just like, that's the kind of guy Shaunik is. Just makes himself so cozy and comfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm doing my thing right now.
I just want to let Shaunik be Shaunik.
Yeah, we love
this. You guys
this.
Talk. I'm out.
Get cozy.
I just drank a lot of your coffee, and it's not hitting me yet. But I'm really excited.
This is not hitting him yet.
We didn't pour it right into your arm.
Yeah.
What's the best coffee you guys have ever had?
Ever?
You guys strike me as women that spend upwards of $5.50 on coffee.
I drink my coffee black, so...
Nice. Is that because you're the daughter of immigrants?
Yes.
It's pretty strict?
Well, no. It's more because I did Whole 30 a couple times.
What is that? That's the thing. Oh my God.
Where you like take away anything that's inflammatory. And then I just started drinking black coffee from there. And then I just kept it.
Oh,
I really
okay.
Like it. So I'm really critical of like very acidic coffee. Mm. There's a couple of places that I won't get coffee from. Like Blue
Name
Bottle.
Name them. Like, look right into the camera.
Yeah, Blue Bottle.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be good, but it's only good if you add the other stuff to it.
Yep.
There's a local coffee shop that I will not name because it's a good vibe in there. Terrible coffee.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. It's in Inman Park.
I love a good vibe though. I don't. Which one is that then?
Good coffee.
No, but you do
good vibes though.
You do feel like you're gonna write a good screenplay. And I've gone into there to write, and then I'll leave and look at my stuff later. And I was like, who do I think I am? That's not me.
It's just the lights were coming down through your pen. It
and I only do like,
right.
Exactly. Yeah, I felt like somebody in there. And then I look at the one page I got done. And I'm like, this isn't me. I should be writing in like a Whole Foods parking lot. Like
I will
whole,
say, I make my own coffee every day. I don't buy new coffee.
Do you have a coffee machine? I have an espresso.
Oh, no. I have a normal old school coffee machine drip.
Nice.
Yeah, I grind my own beans.
Grind your own beans, Brandi.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Where do you get your coffee beans from?
Oh. Whole Foods.
But what brand, dude? The Whole Foods brand? What kind?
No, I usually read all the descriptions and just decide how I'm feeling that week.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. I thought you got the Whole Foods name brand. I didn't know if they had that.
They probably do. Okay. I get the Puerto Rican coffee. The one in the yellow tin. It's like
Bustelo.
Yeah, Bustelo.
Bustelo.
That's what you're enjoying
best.
Right now.
I like Bustelo.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of my I grew up in
I don't
Chicago.
Know if it's Puerto Rican. It's Latino.
I think it's Cuban.
Yeah.
Beef.
It beef?
Just kidding, no.
Oh, really? Yeah, I was like, ooh, Cuba. Please enlighten me. I love.
You're like, I love inter-Caribbean beef.
they taste so good.
Yeah.
The beef is what makes it simmer, you know.
Yeah. So we have a hot topic for Shaunik to discuss today.
We do.
We're gonna you take it away. We did discuss. A hot topic for you.
Yeah. Okay. So I am trying to. I think when you do stand up, you just do
all
comedy.
Talking about the hot topics all the time.
And well, I think what I was alluding to is when you do stand up, it's kind of all you do, or at least it's all I do. I don't really have. other activities on the calendar ever.
Yeah, this is true.
I don't do stuff. I mean, you guys, you're good about traveling and stuff, which is really cool.
Yeah, for
life.
Be a person.
To be a person. Yeah. That's usually like friends' life decisions that I go and support.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's the only time that I'm leaving a comedy thing. So I'm trying to do that more. And the last time I did that was I went to the aquarium with my girlfriend. You guys been to the
Georgia Aquarium? Yeah.
Super cool.
Yeah. I just have to say, having a girlfriend is something not comedy related.
Yeah.
Yes.
You maintain a relationship.
Yeah, you do.
That's
big. That's big.
That is big. I think that is big. And the fact that she also does some form of comedy means a lot of our time spent together is doing other comedy stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
So
I digress.
If she was just like a lady that worked at State Farm, then, you know.
She might get bored.
She would get bored of me.
It works.
Yeah, but it works, I think, because she has parallel interests.
She understands also the world that you live in.
Yeah, I definitely think that having a partner that understands and is in that world will help. Because this is not
conducive
to a lot of relations. Not a lot of people are going to understand why you want to be out every night.
Embarrassing yourself.
For a drink ticket.
Right. Yeah. So I think that we're trying to do more stuff. Like I just bought tickets to a Bears Falcons game.
Ooh, fun.
Super excited.
Is that you posted on Instagram with someone wanting to go?
People hit me up.
Sonic, I want to go with you.
No. She did not want to go, which is why I posted. I was like, no one wants to go.
Did you bully her into going with you with the Instagram post?
Or she felt guilty.
Well, she was like, I'll go if no one wants to go. And I was like, let me throw it on Instagram.
They're really fun. She'll have a great time.
Yeah, I know.
That's this weekend, right?
That's this weekend. Yeah. But I'm going with two other comedians. It'll be fun. It'll be a good time. But so I'm trying to do more stuff like that. And the last time I did that, I went to the aquarium with my girlfriend. And if you've ever been to the Georgia Aquarium, they really hype up the otters.
Yeah.
They have two of them. They're everywhere. They're on all the posters, the napkins. You get an email, the otters in the footer. And we went
otters in the footer.
Otters
in the footer.
They put them in all the ads. They're pushing the otter, dude.
They're pushing.
They're peeing the O. And we went to the otter. I like blazed through the other stuff. I mean, it was all awesome. But I went to the otter spot. I was like getting excited. And we got there. It was a pretty big crowd. And one of the otters was chilling on one of the rocks, and the other one was swimming on its back, playing with a little pink ball. And it was like licking it and stuff, and everyone was like, oh, that's so sweet. And I watched him do this for minutes. And then at one point, a guy in the way back of the crowd was like, oh, hell no, he's sucking his own dick.
At the aquarium? With children?
He screamed that. And then everyone's eyes focused in. You know, like RoboCop, his eyes kind of like, and we did that, and he was sucking his own dick, and then it was pandemonium. People freaked out.
Were people recording it?
People were recording it before, and then
they were like,
and then people started making noises. It was like something being unveiled at like the World's Fair or something like that. Like people had never seen or thought that, you know, humanity could be this way.
Yeah,
it was really intense. People were freaking out. Kids were freaking out.
To do that? Is that like
they can
thing?
Do that?
Okay.
And there were definitely a couple jealous men there that were like,
"Yeah, they're like, I wish I could
get it, dog."
Totally.
I was happy for them. If you're gonna cage me up and let millions of people look at me every year,
I'm gonna pleasure myself.
Yeah, and I'm in the cage with one other otter
for the rest of your life.
It's not like a regular marriage.
You're exploiting me for marketing.
You're exploiting me. You have my likeness. I see none of that. and he was going in. He was going in. And the fervor or the energy after someone yelled, oh, hell no, he's sucking his own dick, did not faze him. He was...
Just kept going to town?
Kept going to town.
Mm. Good for him.
Yeah. We didn't stick around to see a finish, but...
Stick around to see it to completion.
No, but I imagine it's still going.
And just, that's so Atlanta. That's like the most Atlanta thing I've ever heard of someone just screaming from the back.
Hell no. Yeah. He was a, I mean, good. That guy had great vision because I turned around and he was like two, three rows of people behind me, but he was tall. So I think he could see over the
better
glass.
Vantage point.
So yeah. He had a better vantage point over. I'm small. So my eye line was like right at the water. So I was on tiptoes.
Yeah,
with the kids.
Were you at dick height?
I was. If I had done a little hop, I was exactly at dick height.
Huh.
Yeah, man. Pretty well.
Girl otters do it too?
Sure. I mean,
like, can they?
You guys need to have a guy on the computer
to
Google
Steve.
It.
We have Steve.
Google that.
Yeah, Steve, Google it. Pull it up on the screen.
Yeah,
Steve. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, it's
Steve.
Here. You see it. You'll see the answer right
yeah.
here.
Yeah, actually
the
put
answer,
it on.
Yeah, the answer is here.
Female
and,
otters,
and
in
this
fact.
Is, and honestly, this is exactly what I thought.
Yeah, this
answer?
Girl queen, slay.
This is
exactly Owen for the girl queens.
Yeah.
Screw people wanting to be a dog. I'd rather be an otter.
I know.
Mm. Right? Now that we have this knowledge.
I know.
Otter culture. Who knew?
I think it's amazing. I think more people should know that about otters. I don't know too many other animals that can do so. Snakes probably, but do they have penises? No.
Well, there was the rumor that Marilyn Manson could years back.
Marilyn Manson could. Well, that's the thing, right?
He got his ribs removed.
Removed his ribs. Cool guy.
Yeah.
I love that situation because he had to go and check if this surgery was covered under his insurance. He had to go and be like, hey, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, does a self-fellatio surgery covered in my plan?
The person on the other end of like the insurance call, she's like, hello, thank you for calling customer service of Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Hey, it's me, Marilyn.
Hey, Marilyn, what can I help you with today?
So you know me, I'm kind of a... kind of a kooky guy.
Manson, uh-huh, it's coming up on your file. How can I help you today?
Wondering what the copay would be if I wanted to get a couple of these ribs removed.
Yeah, is it a required surgery?
Purely self-imposed.
I have to ask, what is this surgery intended for?
Trying to get like an otter.
Oh, so you would like to suck your own dick. That is covered by the otter cover.
You're like end scene. And I like run across the stage like an improviser. So like, and we've cleared the scene.
It's been a while.
So. I mean, I think that's amazing. So Marilyn Manson and otters can do that.
Yeah. That's the only other creature.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
Well.
So that's a fact that now you and the followers.
Of the Hot Comics know.
Hot Comics know. And Steve.
So we have a lot of Christmas traditions from where I'm from. Do you and your family have any traditions you do around the holidays or any, well, even growing up? Christmas?
Yeah, so we do like a pretty normal Christmas. We have never done never done anything with Santa before.
Mm.
Mm. So I moved to America when I was 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I had Santa explained and ruined to me in the same minute. So I think what happens is if you grow up poor, you don't really get a chance to be whimsical.
Yeah.
It's hard to be a silly little goose when you're faced with reality as a child.
Yeah.
And we weren't desolate, but we didn't have a lot of money. So, like, an example of that is I was at my friend Gabriel's house, who lived in our apartment complex outside of Chicago. And he had pictures of Santa everywhere, and I'd never seen the guy. So I was like, is this your grandpa? And he looks like a good grandpa. And my friend Gabriel was like, no, that's Santa Claus.
His outfit's cute, yeah.
Yeah, cool guy. And he was like, no, that's Santa Claus. He lives in the North Pole. He's a magical man. And if you're good, you give him a list of toys. And Christmas Eve, he sneaks into your house and gives them to you. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. And he's like, too bad he's not real. I know.
What a dick.
I know. He saw the glimmer in my eyes, and then he shut it down. But for a while, you're right. He a very dick move, and I was really mad at him. But I think I've grown up to understand that I get why he didn't believe in Santa. It's very hard to believe in a Santa that you have to buzz up. in your apartment complex, you know? It's hard to believe.
Be like, like, we don't have a fireplace.
We didn't have a fireplace.
How's he getting in?
How's he getting in? Very hard for him to conceptualize something like that. Like, if picture Santa in the hood, it's not good. It's not a good, it's not a pretty scene.
If you see some white guy going downstairs, presumably white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, a bunch of Crips see Rudolph's red nose.
Somebody flying on the roofs.
Yeah. Oof. I mean, I think that's bad news bears.
Yeah.
So I get why he shut that down for me.
Yeah. I've always known he was fake.
Jewish.
We should have a stamp. Jewish.
I literally just thought all my friends were so dumb. I was like, my mom told me, I had a hard time making friends as a kid. And my mom was like, maybe this year, just like let the kids have Christmas.
Wait. What were you doing?
Well, were you ruining Christmas for people?
I was being like Gabriel.
Yeah.
And being real with Christmas because.
Wait, so you were going around school like, that's not real.
They'd just be like, oh, Santa Claus. I'm like, your mom.
Okay, so you're doing exactly what this kid did.
He's like, I just don't know why it's hard for Brandy to have friends.
You were being Scrooge, and your parents were like, let kids have Christmas?
Yeah, they were like, please let them have. Well, because my grandmother was raised Orthodox Jewish, but as she got older, her second husband was Catholic. Uh-huh. So we would celebrate Christmas growing up at her house.
Sure.
And I wanted, like, I think I was like 3 or 4, and I wanted a Christmas tree. And because I thought it was so cool because we always go to grandma and grandpa's and they had a Christmas tree, but we never had one.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, Mom, can we have a Christmas tree? And she goes, we don't do that in this house. And I'm like, well, why not? She was like, well, grandpa celebrates Christmas. We don't celebrate Christmas. She was like, you know, it's not Santa who buys those presents. It's your grandmother. And I was like,
Whoa.
Wow. Your mom sounds like a delight.
Sometimes she's savage. Love her so much, but sometimes she's pretty savage.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I didn't believe in Santa so much because I kind of got it. But we celebrate three kings in Puerto Rico.
Well, that's sick.
The three wise men. So that's why Puerto Rico, like the Christmas holiday extends till January 6th. It's a different meaning to us than it is for
the what is that? What does that entail?
So on January 6th, it's the
insurrection.
The insurrection, as we now know it as.
Yeah.
No, that is actually because like when like the baby Jesus is supposedly born, was born.
Well,
on
for
Christmas
Brandy,
Day.
It's supposedly.
His origin is undetermined.
It's just all the after part.
It's the after part. Yeah. But
sure, sure.
The point is that December 25th is when we celebrate the birth of the baby Jesus. And then January 6th is when the three wise men come. And so we have an additional day of presents where we go outside and get grass for the camels, and we leave that by our bed.
Cool.
And then we get an additional gift.
That's cool.
Whoa, the camel gift.
Yeah. Also, it was always like great because you're like, you get one gift, but it was always like nice.
It's like a hatchback.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why we love to extend a celebration.
Yeah.
That's lit.
I love that.
Yeah, you get another gift.
Can you guys imagine if you guys had met as kids? Not only would she have ruined Christmas, she would have ruined the camel gift.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love a good spiritual, like, fun celebrating things, but if it's not real, I'm going to tell it. Yeah.
How do you know that's not real, though? That was real to me because it was like, okay, these guys came.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You're celebrating an event. It's Santa Claus that's not real. I'm like, there is no fat man coming down and giving you presents. Your mom owns a credit card.
I never believed in the Easter Bunny or any of that stuff.
Yeah, I think Easter Bunny. I mean, once I had Santa ruined for me in.
You just knew they were.
I was like, there's just no way. I thought the Tooth Fairy was real, though, for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I just was always like, how do they get the money under there? Because I tried to stay up.
I mean,
it's magic.
But she's a fairy.
Yeah.
With my mom's checkbook.
Your mom wrote you
checks?
That's so funny.
When I got older, she wanted to teach me how to balance a checkbook.
So the tooth fairy gave me checks?
Or anytime I'd get a check, so I have to write it in the register.
Yeah, but it had her name on it?
It had Tooth Fairy's name on it. I mean, in the corner, it had Unger written on it. But
Yeah, of course.
But signed by the Tooth Fairy, of course.
That's so awesome and very nerdy.
Yeah. What? You know, she just wanted to teach us from a young age.
Wow. But you could learn that at 12 when you found out the tooth fairy wasn't real.
When all your teeth came in.
Yeah. Why couldn't you have learned that in 8th grade and or not like, in 4th grade?
Or like learn to balance your checkbook on your birthday.
Yeah. With allowance. Yeah, it feels spiteful to do it with the tooth fairy. I'm not siding with your mom on that at all.
She's trying her best.
It feels like I never got the tooth fairy, so I'm going to turn it into a lesson.
There probably is a little bit of that in there. I'm sure. Not going to lie. Yeah. There definitely is.
That's amazing. Uh-huh. I would love for other ways like that to manifest in other ways too.
Oh, it manifests everywhere. Wait, would we be? We would definitely not be friends if we met as kids.
No, you wouldn't like me.
And you wouldn't have liked. Well, yeah. Los Angeles was very cool. Like we talked about high school.
Yeah.
But.
Well, no, I was just nice to everybody. I wasn't part of like the. Well, here's the thing. It's not that I was like homecoming queen and like president of all the things, but it's just because I'm like, I was like nice to people. It wasn't because I was like,
I believe you.
There wasn't like, you know how there's like the popular people that have no real value or just like attractive and rich.
Mm-hmm.
I got by on my personality a lot.
I fully see that.
And I grew up in a mostly white high school. Mm-hmm. There was really like, I had like my Indian friends, like it was a handful of Indian folks. Me and my family were the only Latinos, and then there was black and white. It was mostly white. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean,
I think that there's two types of popular people. Mm-hmm. There's people that are of a higher social class that wield it.
Yeah.
And there's people that are just chill and get along with everyone.
Yeah.
Usually they're in the smart classes, but they do like sports and stuff.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
That was my situation too. Yeah. I went prom king twice. I'm in and all those things.
Is this royalty?
Yeah. We're going to have to give you a swirly after this.
I did hang out only in Jewish youth groups, so yes.
No, damn, dude. Well, because that's the only people that believed you on the Santa stance.
They're like truth.
Yeah, they were the only Santa truthers in school. I think there's a good story about this girl in 8th grade who had a crush on, who had arthritis.
Oh, okay.
I had a crush on this girl all throughout middle school named Abby.
Okay.
And she had arthritis because she played softball. So it's a very common thing, I think, with the, on the wrist. And, but I'm an idiot. So I thought.
Straight? Huh? Was she straight?
She was, yeah.
Okay. Not arthritis from.
No, I mean, hopefully not. She was a young lady. So,
otter.
I mean, she was not getting into otter mode yet.
Not that we know of, yeah.
So she had arthritis, but I'm an idiot, and I thought arthritis was the disease Alzheimer's. So I thought she just, like, couldn't remember anything. And I was so proud of her all the time whenever she remembered stuff. Like, I remember we went trick-or-treating. The last time I ever went trick-or-treating, 8th grade, she took us around her neighborhood, and I was so impressed. I was like, you know your whole neighborhood. This is amazing. And she's like, yeah, of course I live here. And I was like, I know you're playing it off, but I'm just proud of you. And she was like, okay. And then I remember one time at lunch, we were talking about like Pixar movies.
Yeah.
And she said, my favorite character is Dory. And I was like, of course. To see that type of representation reflected back on screen, I mean, of course that's got to be great. And she didn't get it. She was like, I think Sean thinks I'm dumb. Like, I don't know. And
to see that kind of goldfish.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, and then I remember we had a final in 8th grade, like a math final. Mm-hmm. And we were supposed to bring calculators because we could use them. But she forgot hers. And our teacher, she was like, hey, do you have an extra calculator, Coach Mathis? I forgot mine. And he was like, well, we talked about this. You're supposed to bring your own calculator. I'm going to check. If I don't have one, you just can't use one. And she like kind of reprimanded her, and I was like, "How dare you?" I got mad at him, and I was like, "She has arthritis." And he was like, "Yeah." Okay. And I was like, "She has a hard time remembering stuff. I can't believe you're talking to her like that." And I got really mad at him, and he was like, "Do you think arthritis is Alzheimer's?" And I was like, yes. And I looked, I think I looked dumber than anyone has ever looked. But I did take the heat off of her in that moment.
Okay, good.
So still being a nice friend.
Still being a good Samaritan.
That could have gone on for so long.
I know. If he had not corrected me, I would have been standing here today telling you a story about a strong woman I know.
She just is overcoming her memory loss issue.
Yeah,
just actively every day.
And she's still able to live her life. She yeah. Doesn't have, she's not in assisted living.
I know.
Like, wow.
The strength.
The strength.
Well, the medical miracle because I know. She's not deteriorated.
I know, yeah. Like, yeah.
That's a lot.
So shouts out to you, Abby. I hope you're doing good wherever you are.
Abby.
Wherever you are. And keep fighting, lady.
Keep fighting the good fight. Yeah. There's a link below to donate to
the arthritis.
Arthritis research.
I think we've solved arthritis. Alzheimer's needs our help. Arthritis, you just gotta get like icy hot, I think. Yeah, bang it.
Talk to a chiropractor.
Alzheimer's, I think they need our
They need our money.
They need our money.
They might have misplaced it, but they need our money.
Yeah, dude. I was like organizing a fun run for arthritis. A march for arthritis. They're like, maybe we shouldn't march. Maybe we should be sitting down.
Like a ribbon, yeah.
I have this joke about arthritis. My grandpa had arthritis.
Uh-huh.
Or, I mean,
Alzheimer's.
Oh, see? Now I got you doing it.
No.
Hilarious.
I was like he got gonorrhea. I was living in the assisted living because uh-huh. he hooked it. Because
they hook up in there.
They hook up.
Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
He forgot who we got it from.
Awesome.
So he says.
That is the best way to wield your Alzheimer's.
Isn't it?
You know? I'd be like, I don't remember.
He's living his best second life.
I have no idea whose coochie I was in.
Yeah. Oops. That's where fuckboys came from.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good. Dude, if you're like a 26-year-old guy that's messing around with the women on the regular, pull that Alzheimer's card out.
Hey, well, how we keep early, calling our arthritis.
Early onset arthritis.
Yeah. Yeah. Say that you have early onset dementia, early onset Alzheimer's. Be like, whoa, I forgot I had a wife.
My dick just happened to go there.
Whoa, crazy.
And also, I slip and fall.
Yeah.
Into vaginas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quite often.
That's the arthritis of the knees.
Yeah.
The Alzheimer's of the knees. Yeah, no, I had a weird day. Can we talk about it?
I would like to talk about it.
Okay. So I had a really weird day because my downstairs neighbor, I work in this room and sometimes I hear my neighbors yelling at each other and they are people who yell. So I ignore them for the most part because they are yellers. Mm-hmm. But she was like, wake up, you're not breathing. And I was like, I look out the window and then she's like really yelling. And so I'm like, I open the door and the other neighbors are coming out because she's like, he's not breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ask her if she wants me to call 911 because he's turning purple.
Yikes.
And so I had to, like, I'm on the phone with 911 and they're like asking me questions about him. They're like, does he, like, is he breathing? How old is he? Did he take anything? And I was like, I'm not fucking know. Because I'm also on the second story. Because I'm like not trying to get close because I'm like,
yeah, not your problem.
Yeah, for as
technically.
Much, yeah, for as many seasons of Grey's Anatomy that I've watched, I'm not trying to really experience it firsthand.
Yeah.
But I'm still trying to be helpful. I'm just kind of like get them here. Mm-hmm. But apparently, when you call 911, they do walk you through how to help them,
right.
Like how to help them stay alive.
Yeah.
So I'm like walking down the stairs, and I'm like, the guy's asking me on the phone to like, is he breathing? Tell me, like, when he's breathing. Because he was very purple, this guy. And I wouldn't be telling you this if he didn't survive. So just, like, to relax. He's alive. But then he's asking me to do mouth-to-mouth on him. And I was just like...
Wait, he's asking you?
Yeah, he's asking me to do...
He's like...
He's like...
What is he doing? How is he asking?
No, the guy.
Oh! I thought the guy on the floor was like,
he's just like,
get in here. Yeah, yeah. I thought that's what you were saying.
Bring this arthritis.
Yeah.
early onset.
He was fucking purple. And so what we had some, and he was just like, all right, I need you to get over there and do mouth to mouth on him. And I said, I'm like, sir, that's not going to be me. I'm like, I will find somebody that will do it, but hang on just one second. Cause I'm like, I'm sorry. It's just not going to be me. I'm like, somebody needs to do mouth to mouth on him. And somebody was able to do the chest compressions. I have CPR training from before, but it was just not my day. It was not going to be my day.
So what happened? So you didn't end up doing it, but 911 pulled up.
But my phone held the speaker. I had the speaker, and we, so point is, one of my other neighbors got Narcan.
Nice.
On his, into his nostril. He woke up.
And did the ambulance ever have to come?
The paramedics did come. They checked him out, but they did his blood pressure and he refused service to go. It was the weirdest thing because he was purple. One moment on the floor, we all thought he was dead. I was like, I see someone, like, this is how someone fucking dies.
Yeah.
And then he was just like walking around like nothing happened.
Nice. Shouts out to that guy, dude.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then he was just like, I'm good.
You helped save his life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I did. They thought he was having a seizure, but
I'm gonna go do his podcast next.
Yeah, the downstairs. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, the paramedics were like, that wasn't a seizure.
Yeah, it was drug related.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Right.
Keep that Narcan on you, folks. Yeah, you never know when your neighbor's gonna need it.
Yeah. So that was it. That was an interesting time that we had, but.
I like the idea of Brandy coming in with the same energy of it's your mom being like, it's not a seizure. It's drug related. And her mom's like, let the people have their drugs, Brandy.
But then like underneath his head, she left a check.
Yeah.
And then after he woke up, she was like, she was like, balance the checkbook. This is your invoice. You better replace it.
Yeah.
We don't do things for free.
Well, this is not to, hopefully they can't hear me though. They have a very unstable home life. So how was like, I don't know. Yeah. But like, how was your dynamic growing up? Like, did you have like immigrant parents are sometimes tougher on their children? What did you guys have to deal with that with your parents a little bit? Was
your
it a little bit more of a quiet,
guys?
A little quiet household?
My parent, I got hit once.
Yeah. You got spanked.
I got spanked once.
Okay.
What happened?
I was 6 or 7, I wanted to see what would happen when I slammed my brother's fingers in the car door.
What are you talking about? Every detail I learn about you is more harrowing than the last. You were doing like human experiments with his body?
Oh my God, he could have lost his finger.
Easily, he was a kid.
I wanted to find out what would
happen.
What
kind of car did you have?
It was like one of those,
did
like,
you slam a heart?
It was one of those car, the black and white Mazdas with like the black, like strip down. It looked like a koala bear. Someone will know what I'm talking about.
Yes, the cars that have notoriously soft door frames. That's crazy. So, I don't even know why I asked. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. I just like wanted to know what would happen because my mom always says like, watch your fingers. And I'm like, well, what happens when you don't?
Something good, probably.
And I didn't want to try it with my own hand. So I put my younger brother's hand
in the
door and closed it.
And is he okay?
All of his fingers.
He did move to Florida, but he
moved away from
is
you.
Is fine.
And he still likes you.
Oh yeah. My brother's my best friend, but.
Probably because he has to. He's out of fear. Yeah.
So my
every time he sees a Mazda, he's probably clenches his fist.
So what's messed up about this story
how
is
old
that
was he?
He's 3 years younger than me. So
how old was he when
so
the
he
finger?
Was like three. Like three or four.
Oh, my God.
It's like deep-seated trauma.
And you were 6. Yeah.
I was
okay.
Like 6 or 7. And then my mom spanked me. But it's funny because I say this. I deserved it.
Yeah.
But I say my mom spanked me. My mom's like, I hit you once.
Uh-huh.
So we have a difference of opinion.
Yeah, I think moms do that. I think moms, my mom will.
Revisionist history. They're like, it was
yes,
fine.
Yes, yeah. Very much so. Not going to look at critical race theory. moms are not willing to face the facts. Yeah. Every time my mom remembers something I did wrong, She remembers the shirt I was wearing, the humidity in the air, what everyone had for breakfast. And then if I bring up like
anything,
just a small, hey, remember when you embarrassed me in front of my friends at my party? She was like, no English. I'm not speaking English.
And you're like,
it's unbelievable how bad the arthritis gets.
The arthritis is just, I'm flaring up. I can't remember anything.
Did
your parents hit you?
My mom was a disciplinarian. My dad never got involved. My mom still is the iron fist that rules the house. Mm-hmm. Less so, not physical anymore, because I'm a towering 4 inches over her. But I remember my mom would never spank me. I think the way immigrants hit their kids, mm-hmm. it's less ritualistic. Yeah. There's no like, go get granddaddy switch off the fireplace and go spanky in front of grandma. Yeah. You know, it's never like that. It's very in the moment.
Yeah.
Improvised hitting. Like examples that come to mind. One time I was annoying my mom in the grocery store. She's on the phone. I was like, can I get this? Can I get this? And with one hand on the phone, and the other hand, she rolled the cart towards me and it knocked me down. And I was like, all right, I'm not going to ask you anymore.
Don't tell that to Brandy. Brandy's
getting... I mean, yeah. Brandy's writing notes right now.
Brandy's writing notes are going to make it look like an accident.
Her brother's like, don't give her ideas.
Plausible deniability with those cameras. Did it slip? Did I have
it? I know. Yeah. And it, like, on the camera, it probably looked like a Paranormal Activity situation. I just got wrecked.
I just went like this. She just went like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your foot down here.
Yeah. She's like, knows the angles.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like perfectly hidden behind the produce. I remember that. I mean, she got me square on the body and I hit the floor and I just looked at her and she just looked at me and she was like. And I'll never forget that. I remember the last time she hit me, though. I had entered eighth grade. I hadn't gotten hit in a long time because I was behaving myself.
Yeah.
And then I remember why. I don't remember why I got in trouble. Like, my mom, again, never spanked. It was always, like, one in the back of the head, like, get in line, like, you know, don't be an idiot situation. Very random. She was good at a sneak attack. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I got in trouble, but one time, I remember it was in the living room. On a weekend in the daytime,
mm-hmm.
and she went to slap me, and I had grown. My reflexes gotten better, and I caught it. I know. I caught her wrist, and we just kind of looked at each other as the power dynamics in the house were shifting, and my sister was like, dropped her spoon. She was like, no way. And we kind of just backed into our own corners and didn't really speak for the rest of the day. And then my dad came home and diffused the tension by just being in the house and disrupting the power vacuum.
Yeah.
And she's never hit me since.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Eighth grade was a really big year for you. Yeah. Abby, your mom.
I know. Yeah. Turning point in my life.
Actually, there's a story my dad used to tell about how the last time hits, because his mom was an immigrant. My dad was first generation, and uh-huh. he said she used to hit him with a belt. Like, that was what she did to the kids. Yeah. And my dad got old enough. He was probably about in eighth grade, too, and he was like, one day grandma went to get the belt, and I stood up, and I just took it from her, and she couldn't do anything.
That's great.
He was like, that's the last time she tried to hit me with a belt.
Oh my God.
Yeah. My mom used
Would he get spanked with the belt?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say she got the belt and then was about to spank him and then she saw a hair on his ass because he was going through puberty and was like,
I'm done with this.
Yeah, now he's a grown man and I shouldn't do this anymore.
I'm out.
My mom used to use the belt and the chancla.
That's the best.
The flip flop, but to hit us every once in a while. She wouldn't do it all the time, but we didn't get grounded. We would just get hit.
Yeah.
And so, like, but the best part is, was when they would take she would take the belt and go like this.
Yeah. The warning shots.
Like, yeah, the warning shots. So sometimes all it would take was just like the.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
in the theater, and then we would behave. Just the threat, and like, because eventually you learn that it's just like the
yeah
yeah it's just the get threat. Yourself in line.
My in I think it was like maybe ninth grade, my last year living in Chicago in this apartment complex. We were walking back from the bus stop, and I had a good friend, Israel, from Mexico. And he lived on the second floor, and we were hanging out his balcony, and then we're hanging out underneath it. And he was telling me about a porn website that he went to, and I'd never been to one, and he was telling me about it. And his mom heard about this and threw the chancla down and hit him. And
expert level
sniper shot, man. And he had to go home, and he the terror on his face after.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And he was like,
I don't think he
it.
Knew she was up yeah. there, and
he deserved
got
it.
Yeah,
he deserved that one. Yeah, yeah. Probably because shouldn't
well,
talk about
you,
porn.
When you know
mom.
You deserve it, sometimes you just take it.
Yeah, yeah. Man.
I never got grounded though. We didn't do I.
Yeah, you could.
Minus sadistic things like sticking my brother's hand in a car door. I don't really get in trouble as a kid. I stayed pretty much in line.
Yeah, I can tell you were too much of a rule follower.
Yeah,
I was, which is why I was not homecoming queen.
Yeah, because you were too busy balancing the school's checkbook, dude, and running accounting software for the district.
I followed all the rules. I just. Wasn't putting people's fingers yeah, into doors.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't really get in trouble. I just didn't go so far as to ruin childhood imagination.
And try to chop people's limbs off
yeah.
anyway.
Human
fine.
Experimentation.
Shonik, we've got to the point where we're going to ask you for to shout out. We're the comic hottie section.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where we are going to ask you to highlight somebody that's younger than you in comedy years that you admire.
That's a great question. I think I'm going to have to stick with our good friend, Ollie Hader.
Oh, aww. We love that.
Yeah, Ollie. We love Ollie. Mm-hmm.
Ollie's the best. Super mm-hmm. funny. Always writing new stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I love his perspective.
Yeah.
And I just like that there's other brown people doing stand-up.
Hell yeah.
He's great, too.
Love
it's
him.
Really nice.
Yeah, man.
So, he was at Red Clay also this weekend.
He's hilarious.
Got to see him do some sets.
Yeah, man.
And meet his white girlfriend.
Yeah, Natalie's
which is
awesome.
Something that you share.
Yeah, we share the one.
Caucasian girlfriend. Not no, the same
oh,
girl.
We share the same person, yeah.
Yeah. The same.
Isn't there a game that
we're
playing?
We're going to play a game.
All right, I'm excited.
You sound so excited.
No, I'm intense with anticipation because
okay.
I don't see.
Okay, great.
Is it
so
trivia?
What we're going to ask you is we're going to go through some prompts and we're going to get your hot takes.
Okay.
On these.
That's great.
Hot items.
All right.
All right.
Hot drink.
Wait, hold on. hot drink as in, are hot drinks good or bad?
Whatever
you want.
I think they're overrated. I don't like a hot drink. I think the patience required to, because you never know when it's good to drink. I've heard that you're supposed to stick your finger in it and
yeah.
your finger and your tongue can handle the same temperature.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stick my finger Mm-hmm. in a drink at a if I'm at Victory Coffee and they see me sticking a finger in there, they're gonna send me to the Starbucks that's attached to
that's
Kmart.
Mm-hmm. Worse, they'll probably send you a Dunkin'
mm-hmm.
Donuts.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You can't really do that. And also, they're so scalding hot. If I get a hot drink at a coffee shop, I have to wait like
yeah
a full solstice to to drink it.
Hot weather place.
Hot weather place. I love hot weather. I love the summer. It's the best season. I think Chicago's the best.
In the summer?
Yeah.
I have to agree with that. Yeah.
The wind is great. Also, the way the city's set up is just a lot of, like, the wind kind of bounces around the streets and stuff like that and kind of moves around the corridors of the city real. It's great.
I love Chicago. Hot food.
Ooh, Huevos Rancheros.
Ooh.
I'm addicted to that food. It's the
okay.
best.
Okay, hot person.
Hot person. That's a great question. Hot person. I think, who's classically hot? You know who I think is a hot person that I found very early on in my life and she keeps getting hotter? Penelope mm-hmm. Cruz. You know who that
yeah.
is?
Yeah,
I feel
course.
Like she's a sexy lady. Also, her husband, Javier Bardem, looks gross, but it's like a hot gross.
Yeah, it's confusing because you're like,
yeah.
are you hot?
Yeah, because
her hotness reflects
like,
onto him. It's
no,
like
he's yeah.
I aspire to have that level of because he looks like a child's drawing of a villain. You know, he's very intense and brutish.
Yeah.
But I wish I could. I look like a gummy bear with a mustache. So I aspire to have that level of, you know.
Yeah. Ambiguity. And
terrifying masculinity.
Yeah.
You know?
Hell yeah.
Hot tea.
Throat coat.
Okay. This ruins my theory because all of the people who have been Caucasian have said actual tea, and all the brown people have said gossip.
Wait, am I being a Caucasian person right now?
You are.
I don't have any gossip. People don't gossip with me.
Yeah.
I could see that.
People don't. I mean, people gossip with me. I've been told I'm like very bad to gossip with. What?
Like The Bachelor. Like I like reality show gossip.
Oh.
I like follow that on the internet because I don't gossip about people, but I right. like the I'll follow like the I'm watching Love is Blind, so I'll follow that tea.
I haven't seen any of that
gotta
stuff.
Watch yeah. it.
I've seen Love Island Australia.
Okay. Also great.
When that man put that egg in his mouth, I had to turn the TV off, man. That's when the Hulu had to turn off.
All right, then our last one is gonna be hot sauce.
Tabasco. Most food is a vessel for Tabasco.
You like a vinegar based.
Well, most Western food. Anything that's not Asian or Indian,
mm-hmm.
Anything that happens, any food from the Americas, Tabasco is going on there.
Okay.
And then everything else is sriracha or Indian food. I generally don't need it.
Yeah.
But Tabasco, I will do free work for Tabasco. I have a bottle always at the house.
We're not giving out drink tickets anymore. And sponsor.
I would
Tabasco.
Love. I mean, you guys should get a hot sauce.
Yeah.
What are y'all doing?
Should get a hot sauce.
What are y'all doing?
Should feature all of the hot comics like Wheaties.
Yes.
Yes.
Everyone should have their own different
That's
flavors.
Great idea.
I mean, I think
your flavor would just be Tabasco.
Yeah. Like just remove the sticker.
Yeah. This is a great idea.
They age every bottle for 3 years, dude. Your wine is not even 3 years old. Tabasco.
Tabasco is where it's at.
Avery Island, Louisiana. I could talk about it for a little while. I love Tabasco so much. All right. That's my hot sauce of choice.
All right. Well, Shaunik,
that's
it. Pleasure.
Thank you for being here, Shaunik.
Thanks for having me.
And for getting, I mean, honestly, just getting yourself comfortable.
I don't know how you've been sitting like that for 45 minutes.
Are you serious? It's a huge base. I feel so at home.
And Shaunik is, it's night time. His
like,
tooth fairy
that's
is
how
coming.
I sit sometimes. Yeah. I sit like that sometimes, and I wonder why I have back problems.
Am I going to have back problems?
You will.
No, yeah, eventually.
He's too young. Yeah, you will. When you get to our age.
Yeah. We both like stare off into the distance.
And
just
on
like,
that note,
bye.
Love you. Bye.
All right. And
what a time.
What how much do you love Shaunik?
Shaunik is one of those people that like joy radiates through his body. Oh my God.
Just like Rose.
We're having a day.
We're having a day. Shaunik got candy.
He's the fucking best.
He's the absolute best. He's a star. You're going to be able to see him everywhere.
Yep.
He's going to have all sorts. He's going to tour. He has like that Don't Tell special that'll be coming out shortly if it's not already out.
And his comedy hottie was Ali Hader, who is also amazing.
Amazing Atlanta-based comic. Yep. All of their information is in the show notes below. Go watch Shaunik's series. I'll take it.
Yep.
It is great. It's got multiple seasons of it. Super funny. He's got a lot of Atlanta-based comics against comics that you've seen on here.
Yeah.
We'll be making, they make cameos there. And that's it.
That's
yo.
It. He's great. Enjoy
He's
it.
Great.
Happy
You're great.
You're great. Happy holidays.
Subscribe.
Touch all the
follow,
things.
Follow. Like. Buy merch. Love. We love you.
We love you. Bye.
Rose is here. What do you have? Do you have anything to say?
Get the fuck out.
Anyway, bye.
Love you, bye.